Hello, 29ers. Welcome back to GG Forever 29 Train, the podcast that challenges age stereotypes and encourages living life to the fullest. Remember, age is just a number. As GG always says, let's continue to push ourselves and make positive changes for a better future and a healthier you. Today's episode is all about being mindful of the environment. In our previous episode, Dr. G reminded us not to throw away our electronic waste. However, we've split this topic into two episodes in the spirit of the holiday season. We apologize to those left hanging, like Carlin, who was just getting comfortable learning how to dispose of her electronic waste, only to find out she had to wait another 2 weeks for part two. Our apologies, Carlin. But without further delay, let's continue the conversation. Don't be shy, hop on the train. This ride is full steam ahead and you want to take advantage of it. Choo choo.
Thank you, Caleb. Hello, 29ers. Welcome back to part two of our discussion on electronic waste. In this episode, we have gathered answers for you on what to do with your old gadgets. As mentioned in our previous episode, tossing them in the trash or recycling bin is not the solution, as they require special treatment. While phones, laptops, cables, and batteries contain valuable metals and plastic that can be reused and recycled, they also contain harmful substances that can harm the environment if not handled properly. So, how can you recycle your electronic waste? What are the best options available? We will share the most effective ways to dispose of your old devices and provide tips to help you find the right place. This not only benefits you, but also the planet. If any of you have any ideas, please feel free to share them with us. Dr. G shared in our previous episode that USB-C chargers are becoming the new standard for charging phones and gadgets. That will mean no more dealing with different plugs and adapters. Just one type of port for everything. However, the adoption of USB-C chargers in the US is still limited, as many devices still use older connectors. While there is no definite timeline for when the USB-C charger will become the standard here in the US, it is predicted that it will become more prevalent in the coming years as more devices and consumers recognize its benefits. I would say, hooray to the Europeans, since it is standard for them now. According to a report by Strategy Analytics, the global market share of USB-C devices is expected to reach 60% by 2024, up from 35% in 2019. This suggests the U.S. market will also follow this trend and gradually transition to the USB-C charger as the standard option. But what about all the old chargers and cables we have lying around? They are just taking up space and contributing to the e-waste problem, which is unacceptable. So, let's take action. What do you say, Dr. G? Are you ready for part two of our episode? We left our 29ers hanging last time with our discussion on e-waste. Are you ready? I'm sure they are eager to hear more from you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Gilbert, and thanks for joining us again. I am glad you are here with us as we explore this critical topic, how to deal with electronic waste better. Colleen and the rest of the 29ers, I apologize to you for making you wait so long. Let's not waste any more time and get right into it. It may seem like a minor issue, but disposing of old phone chargers and cables in regular waste bins can harm the environment. With the constant upgrades and replacements of our electronic devices, the amount of e-waste steadily increases. However, there are sustainable ways to manage our old chargers and cable. You can take them to a drop-off center, donate them to a local charity shop, or sell them online. Some authorities even offer curbside collection for small electrical items. Recycling electronic waste not only helps protect the environment, but also reduces pollution. We need to be aware of the environmental impact of our electronic devices and take steps to minimize our e-waste footprint. The European Commission decision to adopt the USB-C port as a universal standard for charging devices in Europe is a significant step towards sustainability. However, it also means we may have a surplus of old chargers and cables we can't use. That's why Gigi and I have taken the initiative to discuss alternative ways to dispose of them responsibly. Let us all do our part in managing e-waste sustainably. Together, we can positively impact the environment and ensure that today's products can be tomorrow's raw materials. So what do you think? Let's work together to take care of our planet.
Indeed, Dr. G, together we have the power to impact our planet positively. If you folks share this belief, please consider these options for responsibly disposing of your old chargers and cables. Retail drop-off, many stores, including Best Buy, have designated kiosks for recycling electronics. You can quickly drop off your old chargers, wires, cords, and cables at any Best Buy location or mail them if a store is not nearby. Recycling for salvage. Another option is to strip your old chargers and cables of their protective coating and sell the valuable copper wire for salvage. This precious metal can be reused in the production of new products. Give to a friend or family member before throwing away your old chargers and cables. Ask if friends or family members could use them. They may have compatible old devices, or find them helpful for educational or creative projects. Support STEM education. Consider donating your old chargers and cables to schools or non-profit organizations with STEM programs. This item can be used to teach students about electronics or encourage their problem-solving skills. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and your contribution can significantly impact the future of these fields. Use online tools to find a nearby e-waste recycler, Earth 9/11 search locator, and recycle your electricals. Recycling Locator are examples of websites that can help you locate a facility that accepts your items. They will either recycle the metal parts or reuse them for other purposes. Contact Quantum for large-scale recycling. If you have a lot of mixed cables from your business, Quantum can help you dispose of them safely and eco-friendly. They will handle the sorting, shredding, separating, and recovering valuable materials from your items. They will also give you a certificate of recycling to prove your compliance.
Consider the options for selling your used electronics online. There are various options available for selling your used electronics online. Let's take a closer look at each one. First, online marketplaces. Platforms like eBay, Amazon, and Facebook Marketplace provide a broad reach for selling old electronics. These options allow you to set your price, write a detailed description, and choose your preferred shipping methods. Remember that some platforms may charge listing fees, commissions, or transaction fees. So, read the fine print. Second, trade-in programs. Retailers such as Best Buy, Apple, and Amazon offer trade-in programs where you can exchange your old electronics for store credits or gift cards. These programs often have online tools to help you determine the value of your items based on their conditions and models. Additionally, you can ship or drop off your items for free. Third, buyback services. If you are looking for a quick and easy option, buyback services like Declutter, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R, Gazelle, and It's Worth More, maybe the way to go. These services offer instant quotes for your old electronics and will pay you via check, PayPal, or direct deposit once they receive and inspect your items. However, remember that they may not accept all types of electronics and may not offer the most competitive prices. Fourth, local recycling points. You may be surprised to learn that some local recycling points will pay cash for your old electronics. Use online tools to find nearby e-waste recyclers interested in buying your items for recycling or refurbishing.
How about considering donating your old electronics? Many worthwhile options exist for donating your old electronics instead of throwing them away. Local donation centers, such as Goodwill, the Salvation Army, Habitat for Humanity Restore, and the National Christina Foundation are great examples of organizations that accept old electronics and distribute them to those in need. You can easily find a nearby donation center by using online tools. Additionally, various online donation platforms connect you with charities or individuals who require your old electronics. Websites like World Computer Exchange, Computers with Causes, Donate Technology, and Give Back Box provide clear instructions for shipping your items at little to no cost. Consider also reaching out to local schools or nonprofit organizations as well. They may benefit from your donation to educational or social programs. websites such as DonorsChoose.org, TechSoup, and Digital Wish can help you find specific schools or organizations actively seeking electronics donation. By donating your old electronics, you can make a positive impact in your community and beyond.
In conclusion, various responsible methods exist to dispose of your old chargers and cables, such as recycling, selling, or donating them. By choosing one of these options, you can help reduce e-waste pollution and give your items a second life. For more information on managing e-waste, visit the EPA website and Consumer Reports article on the best ways to sell used electronics. Together, we can make a positive impact on our environment. While household appliances like iron, vacuum cleaners, washing machines, and fridge are the main contributor to e-waste, the Internet of Things, Internet-connected gadgets, is rapidly increasing this issue as connectivity becomes embedded into everyday items. If you have a broken household appliance, you may be tempted to throw it away and purchase a new one simply. However, it is essential to recognize that these items are some of the leading sources of e-waste globally. Knowing the harm e-waste causes to the environment and human health, many people now choose to repair their broken tech instead of discarding it. The right to repair movement is also gaining momentum, advocating for easier access to tools and information for consumers and independent shops to fix devices. This saves money, reduces waste, and extends the lifespan of products. Some U.S. states, such as Massachusetts, Colorado, and Minnesota, have passed laws supporting this movement, and many companies are also implementing more sustainable practices as consumers and investors become more conscious of their impact on the planet. You can join this movement by learning how to repair your tech or visiting a nearby repair pop-up. You may be surprised by how enjoyable and fulfilling it can be to fix something yourself.
I agree with you, Dr. G. There is something incredibly satisfying about fixing or repairing things ourselves. It gives us a sense of accomplishment and pride. In our upcoming episode, we will share 2 successful experiences of repairing household items. While Dr. G may be an expert at saving lives, we cannot wait to see his DIY skills in action. Tune in to our next episode to find out more. Well, to wrap up this episode, one of the most effective ways to deal with electronic waste is to prevent it from happening in the first place. To do that, buy less, better, and smarter. Don't throw all chargers, reuse or recycle them. Let's create a greener world by prioritizing e-waste prevention. Only 41 countries have e-waste statistics. Without proper regulations, it is often treated as regular waste. We need right to repair laws and companies to invest in eco-friendly practices. Join us for our final episode on the environment. The topic will be on renewable and non-renewable resources, the pros and cons, on Tuesday, January 29, 2024. Subscribe and share our podcast with your loved ones. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform or visit our Facebook page, Gigi Forever 29 Twin. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay young, blessed, and healthy.
For those who are listening to us in Europe, like in Sweden, we say au revoir, à la prochaine, à bientôt.